If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Daniel Jeremiah is an NFL Network analyst and host of the Move the Sticks podcast. NFL Network, by the way, provides coverage of USC's Pro Day next Wednesday, March 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And Daniel Jeremiah is kind enough to join us right now once again on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Daniel, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much for it. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I wish the NFL had some action this week. It's been pretty boring.
Today was some day. Let me start you off with the Kenny Pickett news. Him going to Philadelphia in a trade. No surprise there in terms of Russell Wilson's going to be QB1 for the Steelers, but I was surprised, even though Howie Roseman says they're a quarterback factory, that they landed this deal for Kenny Pickett today.
Yeah, I mean, Howie's always believed in it, and they've always, you know, invested in it in terms of backup quarterbacks. I remember from my time working with him having a conversation at one point in time where he said it's baffling to me that the league spends so much money on backup interior offensive linemen and pays such few attention to the backup quarterback, and you're cooked if things go wrong there. So he's always believed in investing in that. It's also another example of these teams. I mean, if the quarterback doesn't work out in the first round, wash your hands and move on. It's not the death knell it once was back in the day.
Yeah, so I saw Adam Schefter said that once Russell Wilson was brought in, Kenny Pickett preferred to move on. Do you fault at all Kenny for that decision-making? Because, you know, the only way he's getting on the field in Philadelphia is if Jalen Hurts gets hurt. You know, in Pittsburgh, I don't know what Russell Wilson is anymore as a quarterback. So if it's the quickest road to get back on the field in 2024, I thought Pittsburgh was better than Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I think he just, you know, had a little bit of a sour taste in his mouth. I don't want to speak for Kenny, but I'm sure he feels like, you know, he didn't have what he needed from a coordinator standpoint or the pieces in front of him. But, you know, hey, he didn't play great. I understand why Pittsburgh did what they did, but I also get from Kenny's side of things wanting a fresh start. The starting jobs are all taken, so there's nothing there for him in that regard. So you might as well go to some place where at least you're going to win. And hopefully that can help him for his next stop down the road.
Talking to Daniel Jeremiah, the also other fascinating part of this is that you see all these quarterbacks the last few days, you know, guys that were starters that are going to be backups getting traded. Justin Fields is still out there. What do you think ultimately happens with Fields? Because I think most of us believe that Caleb Williams is going to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah, as do I. You know, I think Caleb will be that guy. I've kind of been consistent through this just in terms of my belief. I think Caleb will be the pick, and I also think it's not realistic to have a situation where the Justin Fields thing is not taken care of before Caleb walks into the building. Everybody in that whole organization, their future is going to be tied to how well Caleb Williams acclimates to the NFL and how well he plays. To invite him into a chaotic situation where you've got a popular quarterback and incumbent in the building, that just seems like that would be a absolutely bonkers way to start that run.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm starting to think of the destinations for Fields, and you see a bunch of them are getting crossed off in the last few days. I still think the Raiders could be a good landing spot for him, but then, you know, everyone, whenever I suggest that, says, well, they don't know how great the relationship was with Luke Getsy and Justin Fields last year.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. So, you know, I would be very surprised if that was where he ended up landing. So, Baltimore is one that you could throw out there just because of Lamar and wanting to, you know, want to be covered insurance-wise if something happened to him and he were to miss a few games for a team that has championship aspirations. You could make that case. But, I mean, there's no clear spot, you know, when you look at it. There just isn't one. So I don't know what this, you know, what does this compensation look like? I'm beginning, the longer this thing goes, to think this is going to be, maybe not to the degree that we just saw with the Kenny Pickett, but this is going to be some type of a pick swap. Who knows? We'll see how it all plays out. But there's no obvious landing spot here.
You mentioned the Ravens. Could you see the 49ers maybe kicking the tires for a backup option?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something to think about. But I also think that, you know, you had Trey Lance there, and it was like, okay, Kyle's going to lean into more the athletic quarterback. And then he realized, no, I just want a pure point guard. That Brock Purdy-type quarterback runs my offense beautifully. That's what I need. And I just don't think Justin Fields stylistically kind of fits into what Kyle's done well with.
Talking to Daniel Jeremiah right now. Okay, so we know the Vikings getting back to the draft. They made the move today with the Texans to pick up the 23rd pick. They also have their own pick at 11. Clearly, they're stocking their ammunition together to move up inside that top five of the draft. How high do you think ultimately the Vikings are going to swing for, and where do you think they ultimately land up in the draft from a pick standpoint?
Yeah, my guess from the outside of looking at this thing, and again, this is just, you know, having been around it for a while and just looking at it, this feels to me like you have a for sure landing spot. Maybe that's, assume that's four with the Cardinals. So that's the floor, you know, and you say, okay, we're going to effort and try like crazy, see if we can't get Washington or New England to bite. But if we don't get them to bite, we know that we have a deal at four. So worst case scenario, we're getting the fourth quarterback. We're ahead of the Giants from that standpoint, and we have that locked in. But, you know, I do believe the connections with Drake May make a lot of sense. But I think in order to do that, you're talking about having to get all the way up there to number two.
So you think Drake May could still be in play for the second pick of the draft? Because it just feels like with the way that people are projecting this, and who knows, that Daniels will end up going two to the Commanders. So you think May still in play with the Commanders?
I think he's in play there. I do. One of the things that was going to be interesting, Drake May and Sam Howell are literally best friends. And some people would have looked at that and said, oh, that would have made a lot of sense then if he goes and he's with Sam Howell. And I don't think that was the case. I don't think that was something where they wanted to be, you know, competing together there. So when they traded Sam Howell, that perked me up a little bit and thought, okay, maybe that does mean Drake May could be back and play there at number two.
Do you lean more now that it is May two over Daniels, or are you still in on Daniels?
I mean, I think both those guys, I wake up one day and I tell you one thing, I wake up another day, I tell you the next. They both have totally different strengths and weaknesses. So to me, it's about trying to find the fit. And that's why if I'm looking at teams like New England, to me feels stuck. Like they are taking one. Everything that I've heard seems to be, they are committed to staying at three. They wanted an $8 to $10 million quarterback. They got that Jacoby Brissett, and they're going to take the guy of the future there at three. I believe that it's likely that Washington stays and takes one of those two guys. But I would think Washington of the two would be more likely to at least listen, because of what they need on that roster and where they are. And when you have Washington there and you've got Cliff Kingsbury, you could make the, you know, connection of, hey, you know, Kingsbury last year in the bowl game, they had Miller Moss throw for a bazillion yards, right? You go back and look at the history of quarterbacks that have played, you know, kind of in that air raid type system. They talk about having a point guard. He could say, hey, you know what? You get back to 11. We make this trade with the Vikings. You give me a huge haul of picks. I can make it work with, you know, whether it's McCarthy, whether it's Bo Nix or Penix. Like, these guys are point guards, and let's build up the rest of the roster. So you know, between those two from Washington and New England, it feels to me like Washington would be the one that maybe would at least listen to what these offers are.
Talking to Daniel Jeremiah right now, what's your evaluation of J.J. McCarthy? Because it seems like his stock keeps on rising, where if he's there at six, the Giants will definitely take him. I know the tough part in his evaluation, I watch a ton of Michigan, is they ran the ball so much, and they didn't really have him throw it that much this past year.
Yeah, it's a long process to get comfortable with him on the evaluation because the volume just isn't there compared to some of these other guys. But, you know, there's ways to do it. I was just talking to Orlovsky this morning, and we were talking about him, and I said, you know, go watch the 3rd and 7 reel. So when you go watch all of his throws of 3rd and 7+, and you watch him one after another, you see some really, really good things there. So I think he's fully capable. He just wasn't necessarily asked to do what some of these other guys were. But you got somebody who's really young, who's got a live arm, who's really athletic, he's smart, he's tough, and the guy's won a zillion games. So while the volume isn't there, he's got a lot of things going for him.
Wrapping up with Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network, getting into the receivers, how do you rank? I know it's tough to separate these guys, but Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and then Roma Dunze.
Yeah, I think they're totally different flavors. They're you know, three outstanding guys who are very closely graded. The way I stacked it is I had Marvin Harrison Jr. 1, I have Roma Dunze 2, and I have Malik Nabers 3. But again, it's kind of, you know, what you're looking for. The first two kind of give you the power forward types that can play inside, can play outside. They're going to be great on third down in the red zone. And then Nabers has just got a rocket strapped to his back. I mean, he is a big time explosive playmaking guy. So that's how I have him ordered. But I think, you know, to answer that question precisely, you kind of have to say what team do you have and what are you looking for, because they're all going to be really, really good players.
When you get in the top 10, I saw you put out today that you think there's going to be 4 quarterbacks going in the top 6. So that takes away 4 of those picks inside the top 10. The wide receivers, we know the 3 that are very talented, like you just mentioned, offense alignment loaded in this draft. A lot of the conversation has been offense. Who do you think will be the first defensive player, just wondering, though, off the board?
I think it'll be Dallas Turner, just because of the position he plays as a premier edge rusher. He ran in the 4.4s. He's got ridiculous length, and he can bend. So he's not quite as powerful or as explosive in terms of what we saw last year with Will Anderson, but he's a talented guy, and I think because of the position he plays, he's likely to be the first one off the board on that side of the ball.
And the outlook for the Chargers, just as a whole, obviously the excitement there, Daniel Jeremiah, with bringing in Harbaugh. They say goodbye to Mike Williams. They said goodbye to Keenan Allen yesterday, going to the Bears. Austin Eckler's now with the Commanders. What's kind of your outlook and what you hope for them to address to maybe get this thing going back in the right direction with Harbaugh and Herbert?
You know, what's funny is someone who calls their games and someone who lives down here in San Diego and has, you know, friends and family, they're all lifelong diehard Charger fans. My phone is blown up. Who's going to catch the ball? I'm like, well, it's not the season yet. You've got a few months here. They've got time to fill this thing out in a loaded wide receiver draft. You know, I would anticipate they'll get, you know, somebody on the free agent market to come in there and compete. And then I think, you know, look, you've got the 5th pick, or even in the 2nd round, you've got a chance to get really, really good wide receiver there. Yeah, they've got a lot of other needs they need to address, but I do think having both those pass rushers back seem to be their focus, seem to be their priority, and now they've got to figure out the offensive side of the ball.
Last thing I'll ask you, Daniel Jeremiah, just because you're so well-versed with all these names, who are some names that you want to bring a little extra attention to that maybe aren't getting talked about a lot, but when you do your research and your evaluation, you're like, this is a better player and deserves a little bit more recognition, if you want to give a few?
Yeah, there's a few of them. I mean, I could go on and on, but, you know, Ricky Pearsall is a wide receiver from Florida who's, you know, ran the low 4.4s. He was at Arizona State, then went to Florida. He was great at the Senior Bowl, had a phenomenal workout at the Combine. I think he's in that 2nd round range right now as a really good player. I know Ladd McConkey from Georgia started to get a lot more hype and buzz after he ran a 4.39, but he's, you know, he's a really, really intriguing player. And then, you know, I always look at the other way. Some guys maybe didn't test as well, which could lead to them, you know, falling a little bit, and in my opinion, being a tremendous value. And that's why, you know, Ennis Rakestraw, the corner from Missouri, I think is a first round player, but he ran 4.51, and maybe there's a chance now you get a first round player in the 2nd round. So those are just a few, but there's a million of them. It's a good draft.
He is Daniel Jeremiah, an NFL Network analyst and host of the Move the Sticks podcast. NFL Network provides coverage of USC's Pro Day next Wednesday, March 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Daniel, always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. See you later.
There you go. Daniel Jeremiah joining us from the NFL Network. A lot of interesting things from there, because I kind of felt like as we got on the air with the Vikings move that they're going to use 11 and 23 to move into the top five to jump the Giants, who are at six. I thought for sure, and that still rings true after that conversation, that Williams is going to go one. But then at two, I thought definitely the Commanders will be taking one of those quarterbacks. He thinks the Commanders are more inclined to potentially trade back than the Patriots. And the Commanders right now are in front of the New England Patriots. So let's react more to that on the other side. Plus, Aaron Donald is retiring, and that is unfortunate for the LA Rams because we were starting to get all back in on the LA Rams. So how do we view Aaron Donald without the Rams now, and we look at the LA Rams moving forward? Update time first. Here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.